How's everybody doing? Happy hump day. We're going to get to some over the hump and Trump positive things in a bit. If you want to get some of your thoughts ready, here's the question of the afternoon for your participation in this fine program, 855-752-4842. What was the thing that you liked best about your college town if you attended university? Or if you didn't go to university or college, that's fine too. What do you think makes a great college town? I've gone to two universities, so I had very, very different experiences at both. We'll talk a little bit about that. 855-752-4842. What do you think makes a great college town? If you went to university or college and loved your experience, what made your college town fabulous? What do you think the best college town in Wisconsin is? 855-752-4842. If you're new to the show, we do a bit of lightness at the end of our Wednesday show. We call it Over the Hump and Trump. But ladies and gentlemen, we have to talk about something extremely important. I have been discussing it all week. And last week, there has been some breaking news in two fronts, in two different cases, that all relates to Donald Trump's unconstitutional denial of due process to nearly 250 people. It's unconstitutional. Supreme Court has said so. These are the deportations. Now, listen, I don't think that we should keep violent criminals who are here illegally in our country. But they do deserve due process. That's what our Constitution says. And a president doesn't get to wave a magic wand, declare himself king, appoint a billionaire overlord that no one voted for, dismantle our entire federal government, and in the process, do away with one of the single most important rights an individual possesses in functional democracies. And that is the right to have your case heard before a government locks you up or, I don't know, puts you on a plane and ships you to one of the world's most violent prisons in El Salvador. Mark from Prairie du Sac, who's one of our regular callers and texters, sent me this. This is from the Declaration of Independence. Does this ring a bell? Do these sound like the principles and values we're living up to? He sent me this. This is what was written in our Declaration of Independence when we told Britain to go kick rocks. And why were we doing this? For these reasons. For imposing taxes upon us without our consent. Isn't that what Trump is doing by not involving Congress? These tariffs were such a great idea, then convince Congress and pass legislation to do them. Instead of making up new law for depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury, for transporting us beyond seas. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered with a repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant, is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Huh? Ring any bells? I want to listen to Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, who went to El Salvador today to try to speak with, to get proof of life of Abrego Garcia, who was wrongfully disappeared in the middle of night by Trump's thugs, denied due process unconstitutionally, and then sent to one of the world's most violent prisons in El Salvador, which I'm starting to think he might have died in. Let's take a listen.
Listen to President Trump and the Trump administration, you would think that the U.S. courts have found that Mr. Abrego Garcia is part of MS-13, but in fact, they have not found that. In fact, recently a U.S. federal court judge said that the Trump administration did not have evidence to support the claim that he had ever been part of MS-13. I want to emphasize that President Trump and our Attorney General Pam Bondi and the Vice President of the United States are lying when they say that Abrego Garcia has been charged with a crime or is part of MS-13. That is a lie.
Sounds a little familiar, didn't I? I think I explained this yesterday, that those are all lies, that no court has ever reached a legal conclusion, that he is a gang member. That has never happened. No one has ever adjudicated him a criminal for any infraction at all. He's not a terrorist. He was a married father of three who is a union member who went to work every day, who had an order entered by a federal immigration judge that said he should not be deported. That's who we're talking about. A guy who is in his car with his five-year-old special needs son when ICE thugs disappeared him. So, again, Senator Van Hollen was in El Salvador today trying to talk with this man to confirm that he is alive and breathing. And El Salvadorian officials refused him that entry, that visit. Remember, Kristi Noem, you know, who's been playing dress up with all her, who she dresses up like a firefighter, but she's still got the long flowing locks. I'm digressing, but we got her into the prison. She got to see prisoners, but they can't admit Senator Van Hollen to talk with Mr. Garcia, whom the Supreme Court said shouldn't have been deported, that he was unconstitutionally deprived of his due process rights, that the Trump administration should do everything to facilitate his return, but they've done nothing, as held by Judge Innes today in a hearing, who has now is requiring expedited discovery and may require Trump administration officials to sit for depositions so they can be asked under oath with the penalty of perjury hanging over their head. What have you done? Have you called anyone? Is there an email? Did you email anybody? We all watched Donald Trump yesterday sit with the president of El Salvador, himself an authoritarian, didn't once ask him, hey, can you get Mr. Garcia back? The Supreme Court, you know, that co-equal branch of government thing. They told me I should probably ask. Didn't happen. Senator Van Hollen also said this: there's no evidence the Trump administration is complying with the court order. He was told that the embassy in El Salvador has received no information from the Trump administration to facilitate, quote unquote, Abrego Garcia's release. He stated that the administration is clearly in violation of the court order. He wasn't able to see Mr. Garcia. They won't even guarantee him a visit with him next week. They wouldn't even get him a phone call. They said they would get him a phone call if the U.S. Embassy had simply asked for that. But the Trump administration didn't ask for the senator to be able to talk to Mr. Van Hollen. Excuse me, to Mr. Garcia. Why not? Why not? Can you facilitate a phone call, for crying out loud? Facilitate a call. Let's start with that, shall we? Unbelievable. Cam from Appleton on the text lines hypothesizing that Mr. Garcia may be dead. That may be a reason why they're not, you know, facilitating his release or facilitating a stinking phone call or facilitating, well, anything. They're not doing anything. This happening today, and just hours ago, Judge Boasberg, so we got Judge Innes on the specific case that is Mr. Abrego Garcia. We got Judge Boasberg that is overseeing the case that is generically about the nearly 250 people that were disappeared in the middle of the night, stuck on planes in violation of that judge's order, and disappeared to an El Salvador prison, which is one of the most violent places on planet Earth. He's overseeing that case. He found today that there is probable cause, not just that the Trump administration has committed civil contempt. He's also found probable cause that the government engaged in willful disregard of a court order and that he may that they may have committed criminal contempt. Criminal contempt is an intentional act that interferes with judicial process. It is a crime. It carries penalties like fines and imprisonment. It also covers reckless acts, not just intentional acts, but reckless acts that end up undermining a court order. I think that might meet the standard here. It was reckless to let the third plane take off after he gave the order, wasn't it? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Charles from Milwaukee, you're up next, sir.
Good afternoon, Maggie. I actually think this guy is dead. I don't think he's alive anymore. I believe that there are a few of those men that have probably passed away.
Yeah, like this guy and the gay makeup artist. I'm sorry. Can you imagine being in a prison that holds thousands of people? They're held in these like mass cells with like these tiers of cots, and you're a gay makeup artist. Committed no crime. You find yourself there with some of the most violent criminals in El Salvador. I'm sure that person's totally okay. It's crazy, Charles. It's crazy.
I don't understand it, and I don't understand his supporters like it because, well, this is what he said he's going to do. He's going to get these brown people out of our country. His goal is to try to make this country a white country, but it's never been a white country, and he'll never be able to stop the browning of it. White women aren't having babies like they used to back in the farm days. That's not happening.
Well, that's why there's this whole contemporaneous, thanks for the call, thanks for listening, Charles, love seeing you on my caller list, sir. That's why there's this whole Theobro movement, okay? This is like the trad wife, the traditional wife, the Theobros. It's like, oh, we're going to create a Christian nationalist, which is white nationalist enclaves in rural populated areas. Women will return to their, quote, traditional read, no job, you belong in the bedroom and the kitchen, trad wife roles, so that they have babies. To repopulate the white race. I mean, it's all part of a whole here. I mean, you got a gay makeup artist. There's another guy out of Texas who they also admit was deported mistakenly. Okay. Oops, that guy shouldn't have gone. This dude doesn't even have a tattoo they can make an argument about. The gay makeup artist, oh, he had a tiger tattoo. Well, that was the symbol of the town he grew up in. Another guy had an autism awareness tattoo. That got the deportation rep. Oops, sorry, no due process rights for you. Goodbye. There's another person. No tattoos. They can't BS a fig leaf about that. Can't have a cop swear out a bogus declaration saying, oh yes, we've confirmed that he's an MS-13. Remember. No, you haven't. You confirmed that he has a tattoo. By the way, aren't tattoos speech? Why isn't that protected? I've been going on a bit. We're going to take Fred's call from Cottage Grove. And if you want to talk about your favorite college town, I got to move on to something positive. We got to go into the afternoon this Wednesday, hump day, with a little bit of positivity. I'm going to share a great story with you. If you want to share your favorite college town with us, and why? Give us a buzz or text us 855-752-4842 over the hump and Trump when we come back right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A tumbling down, tumbling.